Wilson Newbern.
Gail Newbern.
Ivan Reynoso.
Tomas Lopez.
Do you remember a family doctor who cared for you in your youth or later in life that you liked?
One of the first doctors I ever had was, I'm from Snow Hill, and it was a little country doctor. Dr. Smith is very good,
very
knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember if a doctor ever made a house call to your home?
No. Well, I remember him coming from my grandmother that was at the house at that time. Yes. And when I was born, the doctors came to the house. So, yes.
Country doctors were often appreciated because of the deeply familiar relationships they had with their patients. Is the doctor-patient relationship important to you?
Yes.
I'd say very important.
How does this rank with other attributes such as doctor's technical skill, availability, or reputation with the relationship with customer, patient?
It's important, and if I'm going to a new doctor, I like to research and look at their reputation, and it means a lot.
Okay. What attributes do you look for from your healthcare team? Is compassion or other virtuous character traits important?
Yeah, I think so. You'd like to go to a doctor that you feel like they're doing the best for you, and that you know that they're good.
And I like to look at their certificates of graduation and their skills, and their compassion is also important.
Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor? Do you think this aspect would be helpful to learn about your diagnosis or available treatments?
Can you read that question again?
Yeah. Some people describe the work of a family physician to be partly as a medical guide or educator for their patients. Have you seen this trait with your doctor?
Yes, I have. I have had a great doctor who was very thorough with his explanation of what the treatment that he was going to give me for my condition. And I would say, yes, I've had that in a doctor. I've had a great doctor.
Great doctor.
What about you?
Yeah, I have. Now, instead of going to a doctor, it's either a PA or a nurse practitioner a lot now instead of actual doctors. And there's a difference.
It's changed.
Would you say that, I have a question, would you say that like in the past it was a lot more easier to connect with a doctor on like a personal level?
Yes.
You think it's become a lot more professional and more focused on like getting the job done rather than, you know?
Yeah, I think it's more of a, they are allotted so much time when they come in by the insurance companies to be with you, and they're on the clock, and once that clock runs out, they're out and gone.
And they're on a computer, and they tell us that I have to put all of this information in a computer. It takes the time away from what I can spend with you. So there's a difference now.
Do you think that really in the long term, like, harms how, you know, you go to the doctor and how other people see doctors, and they see it more as like a, oh, I have to go to this. It makes it more just corporate, I suppose.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I don't care for it. It's a corporate feeling now. More so than the country doctor feeling that you have with your old family doctors.
Mm-hmm. I've got just one more question. In the past, do you think you have had more of like a, like, did you know their family well? Like, where you say, like, oh, I knew their their sons or like their mothers and such?
Yes.
You knew the entire family.
You did.
They were like family almost.
Yes. We watched their children grow up and we knew them, and it's not like that anymore.
And just before we conclude, can y'all restate your names?
I'm Wilson Mueber.
And I'm Gail Mueber.
All right, do y'all have any more questions? All right, thank you.